Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to get kind of deep with it today. We're doing ethical AI, something we keep hearing about, but what's the real deal?
Right. Everyone's saying it, but is it actually important?
Exactly. Like, is this just a trendy buzzword or what? Luckily, we got our hands on this guide for executives, and let me tell you, it gets into the nitty-gritty of why it matters now and how companies can actually, DDo something about it, not just talk.
Companies are definitely feeling the pressure these days from all sides, it seems. Investors, customers, even. The whole regulation landscape is changing. Ethical AI is getting very real, very fast.
No more dragging their feet. Okay, so the guide starts with what they call the trust trifecta. Basically, for AI to be ethical, it needs these three things: fairness, transparency, and accountability. Like, they all got to be working, right?
Yeah, kind of like, they use the analogy of a stool, right? Like, it needs all three legs to stand up properly.
I was going to say, like a tripod, same idea. But okay, so fairness. They had this crazy example that a company made a hiring bot, right? But they trained it on their past hiring decisions, which, surprise, surprise, were mostly men. So the AI, like, taught itself to discriminate against women.
Oof, yeah. I mean, it's the data, right? Feed it biased data, you get biased results. We've seen it with loan applications, even facial recognition software. The consequences are real.
It's kind of scary when you think about it, and that's why this transparency thing is so huge. Like, the guide talks about the black box problem, where even the people who build these AI systems don't fully get how they're making decisions.
Yeah, and that's a bit of a problem.
Huge problem. Imagine a doctor saying, "Well, the AI says you need surgery," and you're like, "Why?" And they're like, "No idea. I just said so."
It's giving very much. Trust me, bro.
Right. Not super reassuring. Okay, so fairness, no bias. Transparency, gotta understand how the AI works, which leaves us with accountability. So, who's responsible when AI messes up?
The million-dollar question. Is it the people who programmed it? The company using it? Does the AI itself have any responsibility? It gets kind of philosophical there, huh?
Deep thoughts, and it gets real messy real fast. They use self-driving cars as an example. If there's an accident, who's at fault? The programmer who wrote the code years ago? The company who owns the car? It's not an easy answer.
Definitely not. Consumers want to know, policymakers are trying to figure it out, companies are, well, they better figure it out before something goes wrong.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of figuring it out, this is where it gets interesting. They actually give you like steps companies are taking to make AI more accountable, from the start. This is where I feel like a lot of people are like, okay, so what do we do about it?
Right. It's one thing to say ethical AI, that's important, but this guide actually lays out some like concrete steps to actually make it happen. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it's not just theoretical anymore, right? It's about putting those principles into practice, and they get into the weeds on how to actually do that.
Totally. There's a whole section on like tactics. Remember we were talking about fairness and transparency and all that. Well, they have specific things companies are doing, like bias audits. I don't know if that makes sense as a term, but it's basically like checking your AI for hidden biases. Yeah, like a health check. You got to make sure the data you're feeding it, the way it's learning, isn't perpetuating those problematic patterns we've seen in the past.
Right, got to train those algorithms, right? And speaking of, remember that whole doctor thing we were talking about, where the AI is like, you need surgery. This guy talks about explainable AI, or XAI for short.
XAI, it's a mouthful, but it's huge. It's about making those decisions, those recommendations, understandable to, regular people. Like the AI should be able to say, hey, based on X, Y, and Z, I'm recommending this.
Give me the why. Don't just leave me hanging. I need more than the computer says so.
Exactly. It's about trust. If I'm going to trust a decision, especially a big one, I want to know how W the AI got there, what factors it considered, what data it used, all of it.
It's like you'd want that from a human, right? You wouldn't just blindly trust someone who said, do this. So why should AI be any different?
It's about holding these systems to a high standard, a human standard almost. And, it's not just about making people feel better. It also makes the AI better because you can spot those biases, those errors more easily when you can see the reasoning.
Totally. It's a win-win. Okay, last thing I wanted to touch on. This one was kind of surprising. They talk about ethics committees. And my first thought was, oh, great, more meetings.
Yeah, no one loves a meeting, but the way they describe it is interesting. It's not just about like checking boxes and making sure everything's legal. It's about having a dedicated space for people from different backgrounds, tech people, ethicists, lawyers, to come together and really wrestle with these questions.
So like a reality check kind of thing.
Yeah, like they're actually building that into the process.
I like it. Less move fast and break things, more like let's think this through before we unleash it on the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what I like about it? It shows they're taking it seriously, you know? Like having a dedicated team just for this stuff that sends a message.
To investors, to customers, to everybody.
Totally. It's like, hey, we're not just going to throw some AI at this and hope for the best.
It's like, we're the good guys, or at least we're trying to be.
Right. Which, let's be real, in this day and age, that matters.
Big time. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about why ethical AI matters, like right now, and then all the ways companies are actually like trying to make it happen.
Lots to think about.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what was your like biggest takeaway from all of this? What really stuck with you?
You know, it's like we keep saying ethical AI, but it's not like like a destination. You know,
yeah.
It's not like we're going to get there and be like, OK, we did it. AI is ethical now.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Yes, exactly. Like AI is always changing. So we have to keep like evolving or thinking about it, too.
Always stay curious, right? Keep asking those tough questions.
Absolutely. The future kind of depends on it, don't you think?
No pressure. Well, on that note, thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive into the wild world of ethical AI. Be sure to check out the source material if you want to really nerd out on the details.
It's been fun.
And as always, thanks for listening.